the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
I'm here to meet your fate.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Thanks for listening. As always, it's the What Are You Reading comic book show. I'm your host, The Surfer. Glad you could be here. If you're in chat room, hello everyone. And hopefully I'll keep you entertained for the next hour or so. You know, talking about comic books or taking your calls. I'd rather take your calls, but we're going to go from there. And if you want to call into the show, talk comic books with me. You can call in on Skype at SilverSurfer_forever. Just add me in. I'll be happy to add you to the call. And there are, of course, other ways you can listen to the show. Live here in the Rant EM Radio chat room. Or you can listen on the live on TuneIn or Stitcher. You can listen on the download or Podbean or iTunes. And without further ado, I hope you had a good 4th of July holiday. Didn't eat too much. Didn't get sick. I think I'm starting to get sick today, even though I didn't eat anything for 4th of July. My 4th of July wasn't anything to talk about, but I'm glad to be here. So, anyway, let's see. Let's get to some box office numbers. This should come to no surprise to anyone, but the number one movie this weekend, if you don't know by now, let me give you a hint.
Spider-Man, where are you coming from? Spider-Man, nobody knows who you are.
Enough of that. Spider-Man Homecoming is the number one movie. It's domestic totals $117 million. Yeah, I was hoping it would do a lot better, but, you know, a movie that does over $100 million can't always be looked at as a flop. This is not one of the highest Spider-Man openings. Of course, you know, Spider-Man 3, the Raimi Spider-Man, that's still up at $150 million, and that's kind of like the bar at this point. Either you go over it or you don't live up to it. But, yeah, it brought in $117 million. It does have a budget of $175 million. Now, overseas, it added another $140 million. So, as soon as my browser start acting up, yeah, here we go. The worldwide total is $257 million. And that won't drop off no time soon. It probably won't be number one next weekend, because War of the Planet of the Apes is opening out, and that's a highly anticipated film also. But it'll still do well next week, so I always recommend you go see. I did put a review. If you saw it and you want to call in and talk about it, you know, that's what I'm here for. Second place, Despicable Me, after 2 weeks. It added another $33 million to its total of $149 million. And of course, Despicable Me doesn't cost much to make because it only had a budget of $80 million. And we all love those little chicken McNugget, banana-eating minions. Worldwide, $447 million for someone to meet their twin brother that they know they didn't have. You know, which leads to question. Is it right for parents when they break up when you're a baby and they have twins to take a twin to separate and never tell the child that they have a twin out there? Is that right? I mean, saw that in the Parent Trap, and I think that's a crappy thing to do. Yeah, my mic is acting up. I bought a new mic, but it didn't seem to work. Maybe I'll have it fixed before the next show on this network. Wonder Woman hanging in there at fourth place. Brought in $10 million for its, gross total of $368 million. And worldwide, $745 million. And then there's more. As soon as my browser stopped acting up, I don't know why it keeps going blank. Okay. Transformer, the last night, hopefully the last Michael Bay Transformer movie, added $6.3 million for fifth place. It's up to $118 million. And it's dying a slow death, it seems. Cars 3 dropped down to sixth place, added $5.6 million. Its total is $133 million. It's kind of sad when Cars is doing better than Transformers. But hopefully the studio will get the hint. And then Guardians is already down 13, trying to hold on. Only didn't even crack $1 million, but it's a domestic total is $385 million. And that's it. Again, sorry about the noise. My mic is not good, so it's not canceling out all the outside noise, especially my breathing like it should, but I'm going to try to fix that. Oh, Billion Ted, yeah, you got to go see Spider-Man. You do. It is. It's I've seen it twice. I'm thinking about seeing it again this week, and then of course I have to go see Planet of the Apes. And I think I'm going to the marathon. So that ought to be it ought to be an experience watching all three movies back to back and taking all that in. And I'll let you know what I think about Apes, because that is related to us. It was made into a comic book at one point. So well, if this is what Billionaire Ted said in the chat room. He said Bay and Wahlberg won't return into Transformers. Okay, keep your fingers crossed. But Bay has said he wasn't coming back a couple of times, and then he's like, "Oh, okay, I'll do it," because a lot of money's made off those movies, and he hasn't had the movies he's done outside of the Transformers don't make as much money. So, let's see what news we got. Oh, if you haven't seen the Spider-Man, there is on Facebook, YouTube. You can catch the first 4 minutes of the Spider-Man movie. So, it doesn't spoil anything. So, if you want to watch it. There's a report that Nick Fury is going to be the co-star for the Captain Marvel movie. One second. Browser, come on. It's going to screw me over. Watch. So anyway, the deal is Samuel Jackson has not been a big part of these movies as Nick Fury. He's just, you know, shown up as cameos here and there. The most he's been is the Avenger movie. And He was a major plot point to Winter Soldier. But other than that, he hasn't been much in these movies. So it says here, earlier this year, Samuel Jackson teased the possibility of Nick Fury appearing in the upcoming Captain America solo film. However, it wasn't clear to what capacity he might appear in now. A new report suggests that Jackson will be co-starring in the movie. So, he's been kind of missing since the end of Age of Ultron, for the most part. And now this is going to be, I guess, his big movie. I wouldn't mind they did a whole... I think he should get a whole movie based around him as the ultimate spy master of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't see why not. I mean, he's Sam Jackson. He's a bankable star. So if you floated it out there that he was getting his own film, and it doesn't have to be one of those things where he's getting multiple movies, but if he does just one, you can't go wrong. So let's hope after he shows up in Captain Marvel that it'll work out for him to get a solo. A lot of people need to get some kind of solo film, and that's the thing. Another thing, this is just me talking. You can do a TV movie if you don't want to spend the money on a Hollywood film, then do a TV movie. You own all these different platforms. Do a TV movie, 1.5-2 hour TV movie. Let's see it. Okay, Wonder Woman pushes the DCEU past $3 billion. Woohoo! So, if you add up all of the movies of the DCEU, and that's starting with Man of Steel, it's now earned $3 billion. And I hate to say it, but Marvel was saying, oh, that's nice. But we've been past that. We're probably up to $10 billion at this point. Okay, where's the story? Every week I sit here waiting for someone to call. And I don't get no calls, but that's okay. Push on anyway. Okay, closing browsers would help me. There we go. Says it worldwide has proven a commercial and critical success. Wonder Woman has provided a commercial and critical success, catapulting past $700 million at the global box office and earning a 92% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, where it is certified fresh. The performance has already shattered the perception of the DC Extended Universe, and now Patty Jenkins' film has helped to propel the fledgling franchise past a major milestone. According to Box Office Mojo, which I was just on, the four films of the DCU, Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, Suicide Squad, and Wonder Woman, have now earned a cumulative $3 billion worldwide, grossing $350.5 million domestic since its release on June 2nd. Wonder Woman leads the pack in North America with $873 million worldwide. Batman v Superman sits comfortably atop the DCU global throne. And I told you Wonder Woman is adding another $15 million over the weekend. And let's see. Of course, the DC Universe continues November 7th with the release of Justice League, starring Ben Affleck as Batman, Henry Cavill, Superman, Amy Adams, Lois Lane, Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman. I know Amy Adams is a bigger star, but how do you put Lois Lane above Wonder Woman on the marquee? Jason Momoa as Aquaman, Ezra Miller as The Flash, and Ray Fisher as Cyborg. Willem Dafoe as Volko. The most hated Lex Luthor of all time, Jesse Eisenberg. Jeremy Irons as Alfred. Pennyworth, Diane Lane is Martha Kent. Diane Lane, I have to say, the older she gets, the more sexier she becomes. And let's see. Connie Nelson is Queen Hippolyta. And J.K. Simmons, Commissioner Gordon, who should be playing in the Spider-Man movies, you ask me, but gotta play Commissioner Gordon now. He probably gonna be the best one in that movie, if you ask me. What's next? Let's see what's in the chat room. Well, I'm not on one team over another, Billionaire Ted. But I mean, I want both of them to do well, because that's better for me. I get to see better movies. So it's not one over the other, but the DC just have to get their act together. You know, they was trying to prove they weren't going to copy Marvel. They should have been wanting to copy Marvel. Marvel has a plan they have a plan that works. Don't be afraid to use it. If it works, it works. What they've done so far hasn't totally worked. I mean, yeah, I'm going to mess up some names here. Mustafa Kazar, Shakar, and Gabriel Dennis have joined the second season of Marvel's Luke Cage in roles that may be familiar to Marvel Comics readers. Shakar will play John McIver, described by Marvel Television as Netflix as a natural leader brimming with charisma, whose mission is to focus on Harlem and vengeance, while Dennis will play as Tilda Johnson, a brilliant holistic doctor with a complicated history in Harlem, where as much as she's tried to stay far away from trouble, it seems to always find it. So, it looked like familiar people. Let's see, one was introduced in Iron Man 15. And he's better known as the Bushmaster. Bushmaster, that's more of a Moon Knight villain. Anyway, so the thing is, yeah, more people being cast for Luke Cage season 2. Can't wait for that. Okay, thank you. Now, I don't know who's interested in the Marvel Legacy coming up after the crossover event of Secret Empire, but some details are coming out. One's about the Falcon. It says here, as part of the Marvel Legacy, Sam Wilson will return to his iconic moniker. Writer Rodney Barnes, who did the Boondocks and Everybody Hates Chris, and artist Joshua Cassandra, Secret Empire Uprising will chart Sam's solo adventure in Falcon Number 1, which sees the former Captain America set off on his new mission with the new Patriot from the Secret Empire, Brave New World. At the moment, Sam is in a state of transition, Barnes told comicbook.com. He feels guilty about his relationship with Steve Rogers and wonder if he didn't pick up the clues as to what Steve was really playing for. What else has he missed? So he's backing away from the limelight for a spell and taking on a more grassroots approach to making the world a safer place. Yeah, everybody knows that Sam Wilson was going back to be the Falcon, and of course, Cap is gonna be regular Cap, but of course he'll have a lot to answer for after Secret Empire, because right now this is my theory is this is it's the real Cap, but it might not be his mind running things, because if you've been reading Secret Empire, there's been a storyline where another Captain America, Steve Rogers, he's been lost in this forest, and he comes across two guys that look like Sam and Bucky, and they've been helping each other out, but they still seem to be in this forest. And at the end of the last issue, they came across the Red Skull, who's supposed to be dead also, along with Winter Soldier and a few other people. So who knows what's going on? You know, Cap mind is trapped somewhere inside of his psyche. You know how that stuff goes. Let's see. I'm running out of things to talk about. But I think I have run out of things to talk about. Kind of a new Kingsman trailer came out this week, but it wasn't much. It was more of a teaser. But I'm looking forward to that. Should be coming out soon. Let's see. Here's some sad news. Joan Lee, wife of Stan Lee, passes away at the age of 93. That's a nice long life, but... And let me read this article. Joan Lee, the wife of beloved comic legend Stan Lee, has passed away at the age of 93. Marvel has posted an official statement about her death, saying, "We are so saddened to hear about the loss of Joan Lee. We lost a member of our Marvel family today, and our thoughts and prayers go to Stan and his daughter." Joan is in a difficult time. Stan and Joan had two children, JC, who was born in 1950, and Jan, who was born in 1953, but passed away 3 days after her birth. I'm not going to read the rest of this, but hey, wish Stan Lee well. You know, he's been a wife for a long time. If you follow Stan Lee, you knew he loved his wife a whole lot. And they were together for a very long time. And, you know, there's the story that she helped him with coming up with the Fantastic Four and Spider-Man in a way where... The story is that Stan was kind of getting tired of comic books. And she suggested, "Why don't you just do what you want to do?" And he came up with the Fantastic Four. And then, of course, that started the Marvel Revolution. Because the book took off. And then the other thing was, Spider-Man was done in Amazing Fantasy 15, which was being canceled. And he went for broke a second time and created Spider-Man. And, well, we're here watching Spider-Man movies today, so you know, if you're lucky if to have someone to be in your life for such a long time. Oh, sorry. Thought somebody was about to call in. Okay, I think we're down to the last story. I will check to see if there's any more stories out there, but come on, browser. Alright, so for Arrow fans, Stephen Amell confirms Deathstroke will return for Arrow Season 6, which is kind of strange in a way, because I thought they was killing off Deathstroke because he's being used in the Batman film, and they don't like using characters on both TV and the film, except for the Flash. And, you know, I think it would be, if they had their way, they would cancel the Flash TV show. So the fans got a pleasant surprise towards the end of Arrow Season 5 when Deathstroke made an unexpected return. I don't know how it was unexpected. We knew he was coming. A lot of us knew he was coming back. According to Stephen Amell, that won't be the last fast C of him. Amell is currently appearing in Heroes and Villain Fan Fest, where he's asked if about his longtime nemesis who ended up being an ally this season. Amell said, Manu Bennett is back to being part of the show, and we will see him several times. Okay, cool. Now, I want to say real quick. I saw the trailer for the Inhumans on the IMAX screen. And I hope when it comes out in late August that it's worth going to see in the theater. Because the first two episodes are going to be shown in IMAX. So that's going to be $20 to go see in IMAX. And it better be worth the money. I better see a movie-like performance for it. Doom's in the chat room, but he's not calling in. Thanks, Doom. Thanks for supporting the brother. Let's see. Man, this is going to be a half hour. This is going to be a half hour show, looks like. Unless I get a call. But I'm going to check some news sites for some news. It's been kind of slow as far as me mining for news because of the holiday. Comic-Con's coming up July 23rd. And normally I would do full coverage of it, but I can't this year. So I'll just do that Sunday. Maybe I'll do a Saturday show. I'll talk it over with Double A. So depending on how much, well, it's going to be a lot of Comic-Con news coming out. But if someone wants to help me do the Comic-Con coverage, just contact me on Facebook. It's under Jimmy Harvey. And you can email me at silversurfer_forever@yahoo.com and let me know. We can discuss it. Oh, yeah. Here's some other sad news. True Blood star Nelson Ellis died yesterday. He was best known for playing Lafayette Reynolds on the HBO series True Blood. And, you know, he was a pretty good actor. It seemed like most of the roles he took, you didn't recognize it was him until, you know, his name came out in the credits. He was in that horse movie and didn't recognize him at first. But, yeah, he was pretty good in that. I don't know what happened, whether it was the drugs or, you know, life is precious. You got to hold on to it. See, what else is Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom filming wrapped up. Not a big Jurassic World fan, but I know a lot of people are. Let's see. Oh, I'm getting a call. I'm being rescued. Mr. Hightower, good evening.
What's up?
What's up? So you saw Spider-Man?
Yep, I have saw Spider-Man.
And what was your thoughts on it? Uh-oh. Having Skype problems. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Skype's a bitch. Oh. I don't know what's going on here. Mr. Hightower. Alright, we'll get that sorted out. He'll either call back or he's working on his end. Let me see what else is out there as far as news. Let me try calling him and see what happens.
Can you hear me, Surfer?
Yes, I hear you.
Alright, I have to go downstairs. No, I was saying it was the best Spider-Man since Spider-Man 2.
Do you like it better than Spider-Man 2 or not as good?
I mean, I like it better than Spider-Man 2. I mean, it's a whole completely different Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's an actual kid.
Yeah, that is true.
And that's what I like about it. It was just the The villain?
No, I like the Vulture because I understood.
But he doesn't seem like a villain though.
He what?
He doesn't seem like a villain.
What do you mean? Why would you say that? I mean, what does that mean?
To me, he seemed like he had to do this.
Right, that's the thing. It was one of those things where, you know, he was put in a situation where he got to eat too.
Yeah.
And that's kind of motivation I can swing with. It's one of those things, I'm just going to rob a bank. I mean, that was the old way of thinking for villains back in the 60s and so on. It was just, guy came out, I'm going to rob a bank, or I'm going to take over the world, or I'm going to take over the city.
It's not really that he was like just like pure evil.
Nowadays, you know, villains, they do have more motivation. A lot of villains, they don't see themselves as a villain. A lot of them don't see themselves as the hero. But in his case...
Go ahead.
In his case, you know, he got screwed over by the system. He said, all right, well, you know, you're not going to let me do things the honest way, then I'll just do things the crooked way. So, became a thief.
And another thing, too, is that, I don't know, I ain't giving no spoilers away, but there was a lot of surprises. A lot of surprises I liked it in there.
What surprises, like Easter egg surprises?
Easter eggs and like we already know who MJ is.
Yeah, but I don't know if she's that girl. I don't know if she's that MJ.
She gotta be.
No, I mean, cause her.
But they call me MJ. That could
yeah, because
be.
Of her last name, not because what? He's, not because she's Mary Jane. Now she.
Is she?
No, look. Okay, I guess I won't spoil it, but she may not be the one you're used to.
Oh, okay.
You know, and look, they made Betty Brander a high schooler. She's, you know, I've never known her to be a high schooler.
And then what about Liz? You know, I thought that was a. I was coming in thinking that the black girl was MJ.
No, I mean.
But they never said her name.
Yeah, they said her name was Liz. The first thing they said.
Oh, okay.
Is Liz wearing a new top?
I must have missed.
Because they stare and they're like. And then they're sitting there. And then, you know, they're staring at it. And said, we don't have to stop staring. It's going to look creepy. And then you see Zendaya sitting there talking about too late. And then, like, what are you doing here? Like, I don't have no friends. So, no, they said her name was Liz the whole time. And he was calling her Liz.
It was just a good but fulfilled
the
movie.
The twist on her, yeah, that was something you didn't see coming.
Yeah. But, yeah. The twist with her, yeah, that was... I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, but that, like I said, I give, that's a 5 stars. Meltzer, 5 stars. 6-star movie.
Yeah, I got a review out, people, and you can listen to it on here on Rant and Radio. And it's a thing where... After, you know, Tony recruits Peter Parker to go help him with Captain America, now he's back. Now what's a boy to do? He's waiting to become an Avenger. Tony's like, no, just go back to your life. And, you know, he's trying to, it's a thing where he's trying to overstep his boundaries as to...
His boundaries, what, yeah.
And him learning, you know, to stay in his place.
And then he still, throughout the whole movie, he's still not like he's Spider-Man, but he's just the kid. He's he's still learning.
Yeah, he's still learning how to.
That's
you know,
what they did different from all the other movies to me.
Well, when you see him in Civil War, he's only been Spider-Man for 6 months, so he's you know this takes place right after him going over to Germany. So
Germany, yeah.
It's only 3 days later, so then they say 2 months later. So now he's only 8 months in.
So yeah. He's still new to, you know, how he was falling and making a lot of mistakes.
That's yeah, face planting and stuff.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You know, he ain't swinging smoothly through the.
That's what made it good.
Right. He hasn't figured out, like, you know, how much webbing it takes to make a distance, or, you know, whether, you know, he may shoot the webbing too long, he too low to the ground, or, and I don't think he realizes how far he can leap yet either, because he didn't do a lot of that. But plus, he's, you know, you've seen it in the trailer, he's climbing the Washington Monument. But he's like just as scared as anybody else would be being that high up off the ground.
Yeah,
you plan on seeing it again?
Yeah, I'm actually planning on seeing it again. I want to see it again. I'll probably see it with one of my friends.
Mm-hmm. What day did you go to? AMC or Regal or something else?
I usually go to Century Theaters.
Century.
Century is what's another one for them? Century, not Regal. I forgot the name. Cinemark.
Cinemark. Cinemark was
Cinemark is.
No, I get Cinemark here.
Century. Cinemark is Century over here, which is like towards like Texas, and like going towards like between Texas and California.
I'm listening. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Between California and Texas, there's a lot of Century Theaters.
Yeah, you know, one of the things about movie theaters, you know, they collude with each other as far as splitting up the country.
Yeah.
And which is, you know, because one theater may be great, and you know, part of it, you know, there's no Century here. We just got a Cinemark because they bought out a local chain, and we only got the one. Doom's on the line. What's up, Doom?
I'm just doing a quick run in on Spider-Man. I saw.
You saw it too?
Yeah, I went Friday morning.
Oh my God, you saw a movie on the first weekend. That's incredible.
I usually do it. It's just, it was my wife's birthday, and, you know, I had to drop the kids off at daycare. Oh,
happy
morning,
birthday to the wife.
Yeah, so
you don't go on Thursday nights, or do you usually work Thursday nights?
Nah, I mean, I would. It's just getting a babysitter. So, I pay for daycare.
Man, you
so
can take a baby to Spider-Man. You can take a baby to Spider-Man. How's the baby?
2 and 1?
Yeah, you gotta indoctrinate him to Spider-Man.
Nah, I get him to watch the cartoons, but get him to. I like to sit down and watch the movie, not every 5 seconds look over to see if he's still sitting there or not, you know.
I remember that I was a little kid in movie theaters. Yeah. I did a lot of running up and down the aisles. Got my ass whipped for it, too. and you know, I used to think that movies, like, I would see a movie in the theater, then I'd see it on TV, and it'd be extra scenes. And I thought they was adding these extra scenes because it was in on TV.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't realize at the time was, it wasn't extra scenes. I kept leaving the theater to run to the bathroom, so I was missing bits of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't know how theaters were in the 70s, especially when I was growing up. Especially when a martial arts flick came on. It was rough. People started doing karate in the middle of the aisles and stuff because they get all hyped after seeing a martial art flick. But enough of my childhood. So, well, tell us, Doom, your thoughts on the overall movie.
I loved it.
That's it?
Yeah, I mean, I think my favorite scene was when he had all the stuff stuck on him. It reminds me of that Amazing Spider-Man, was it 33 when he had all the
Oh yeah, of course. That's what it was taken from.
Yeah.
And you know, I want to see who y'all want to see as a villain for the next one. Cause they said they're gonna do a villain, huh?
I want to see the Scorpion.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think he's worthy enough for a full movie.
Well, he's going to be an antagonist in there. I don't know. Maybe,
I don't know. Who can they put on there?
Maybe Osborn. You got to have somebody.
Yeah, well, let's move off from Osborn.
Yeah, Osborn done.
How about Silvermane?
Silver Surfer?
No, Silvermane. Maybe. Yeah, sure.
Because you need, you know, Spider-Man. He's probably the one that was getting all the...
Oh, Venom.
Nah, they're not gonna do Venom.
Well, they doing the Venom spinoff, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you about that, right? I reported on that. Sony doing a Venom movie.
Venom movie.
And Marvel don't want to have nothing to do with that, so.
Yeah.
It might be good. Who knows?
It
but
might.
Most likely they're going to introduce the Prowler in there.
Yeah, look, this movie does drop seeds for different villains. The question is whether they're going to use them or not.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Prowler would make a full movie villain. Like, he can make an appearance and he can get stopped real quick. But a whole movie... What?
Did you stay for that end credit?
Which one? The first or the second one?
The second one that was just fucking stupid.
Yeah. It was fun. Everybody thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny, but it was stupid. I don't really like that.
So I know a lot of people want to see Mysterio.
Yeah.
I think the Chameleon wouldn't make a bad villain. To me, like the Scorpion... He's always been a dumb.
Yeah, I think he could be dumb, but he could be a henchman like Muscle.
I mean, you know, he got this big scorpion tail. He's trying to throw at people and everything.
Yeah, I mean, but it might be a cool visual. That's all I'm saying.
You mean like the Rhino was?
No, not the Rhino, because he needs to step on the landmine and die. But...
I mean, that last movie, you know, they was talking about the Rhino and everything, and he shows up for like 2 minutes.
Once I heard it was Paul Giamatti, I was like, nope, he's just gonna be doing a whole bunch of yelling and his mouth open, and that's what he did. I can't stand him as an actor. But I have some kind of news, like it's kind of gaming news that. Marvel hasn't been using the Fantastic Four license in games. So they've basically been pulled them out of Marvel Heroes and any upcoming games. They're basically...
Marvel vs. Capcom, which is very fucking bossy.
Because
you know
I wanted
to... I'm ready for the Fantastic Four to come back to comic books. Marvel need to... I mean, it's been a couple years now. And
but they can't... You gotta blame Fox.
I kinda care less about fucking Marvel now.
Yeah? Why is that? You talking about comic book wise?
As far as comic books, they fucking suck. I have to end my subscription. I just don't find Iron Man comics interesting.
But I gotta run, guys. I'll see y'all later.
Right. And I don't find the only person I really find is Thanos. Really interesting. Like I tried to get into the comics, try to get into the newer comics. I just don't like it. And DC is just pulling me a little bit. Like DC, some DC stories is fucking good right now. Like I'm loving Super Sons. So I've just been really following Super Sons. I've been looking back at the Wonder Woman, some of her best comics. couple of books she got. Mm-hmm. Pretty fucking good. It's just, they just have more Capella stories when it comes to the comic books. I think DC beats Marvel now. I don't know back then, but now they do.
Well, that's, you know, I think the best book I read is Thor. Jason Aaron's been killing it. And then I've been loving the Black Panther. It looks like they're about to cancel the Silver Surfer. I don't know what's going on, because it comes out like every other month.
Do you pay for those? Or do you...
Yeah, I go to the store and buy them.
Are you going to store and buy them? Oh, yeah, you still collect...
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I am about to drop Doctor Strange after this crossover, because Jason Aaron's not writing it no more, and that's the reason why I started reading in the first place. And then there's Ultimates. And
I tried to get into Inhumans too.
I haven't followed the Inhumans since they've been pushing them.
I'm talking about when they first comic books. It's okay. It's all right. I just don't. When it comes to Marvel, I don't know. I just lose interest. maybe because I'm a DC fan all the way around.
I'm not here to fight with you over which is better. I'm hoping, you know.
No, that's why I said, like, I still like the X-Men. Like, I still love most of the X-Men comics.
I haven't read X-Men in a long time on a steady basis. The last time I followed X-Men, it was during Second Coming.
Second Coming?
Yeah, when Cable had brought Hope back to the present. Mm. And everybody was after her what's going to end up being killed? Nightcrawler.
Oh, shit. But that Thanos quest, masterpiece.
Isn't it? You know, the way he takes on the the elders.
It's just a masterpiece in that time. And I'm like straight this masterpiece.
If you don't know
I really loved it. I really love the drawing of it and just the whole story of them. It's pretty good.
People, if you don't know about Thanos' quest, it's the story that takes place just before Infinity Gauntlet, where Thanos figures out that the Infinity Gems is more together. Makes you all powerful. But he has to get the gems, and most of the gems are being held by elders in the universe. And they're dangerous by themselves, but they each hold a gem, and they don't realize that none of them realize what the gems they hold actually do. But the ironic part is they're holding gems that augment their abilities. Like, you got a guy called the Runner, and he has the space gem, and he doesn't realize that the gem is teleporting him across galaxy. He's just thinking he's running fast. And the Gardener has the time gem, but then and then you got the champion. Yeah, he has like the power gem, and it's making him stronger than the Hulk. And like, without the gem, he may be stronger than the Hulk, but with the gem,
he was super strong, stronger than the Hulk.
Oh, hold on. Got another caller. Tony C.
I finally got through.
Sorry, man. I didn't see you calling. I wasn't looking at the screen. My bad. How you doing, my friend?
You got to get you a screener, man. How are you a screener?
So, you saw the Spider-Mans?
Yeah, of course I saw it.
Yeah, deliver to your Tony C expectations.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't Captain America Civil War. You know, anything like that. But it was better than, I think, that Wonder Woman movie would have been. So
I don't know about that. Well, it's up there, but it's Wonder Woman is kind of like...
It's kind of unfair to compare to Civil War, because Civil War, you know, that's an accumulation of events that led up to it. This is the beginning of Peter Parker's journey. So, but
well, let's just say this: it was better than Iron Man 3. How about that?
Shit, everything is better than Iron Man 3.
What is wrong with Iron Man 3? That is a great film.
Amen.
Trash.
No, it's not. You know,
it was a letdown. Listen,
what makes Iron Man 3? The whole movie is whether or not, because okay, if you go back to the Avengers and Captain America keeps saying, "What are you without that suit? What are you without that suit? You ain't shit." Well, this proves that even without the suit, he is capable of.
He's a billionaire. He's like Batman.
But I'm saying, like, it's okay. It'd be a thing where he can put on a suit and he can kick ass. But without the suit, what can he do without it? He proved he can do a lot without the suit. That's what Iron Man 3 sets up.
And then, you know, Spider-Man Homecoming had an actual real villain. Iron Man 3 was freaking Arlene Killian, whatever his name is. He was weak. Bolt would kick his ass.
No, come on.
He would just chop his head off.
Dude, the man... Killian had the extremist...
actor for Vulture, though.
He had the extremist... in him. That made him a formidable person to deal with. It wasn't just...
I agree, Mr. Hotel. Michael Keaton, Beetlejuice, Batman, as a villain.
Don't forget Birdman.
Yeah, Birdman. Harvey Birdman. Yeah, man.
No, not Harvey Birdman. You never saw the movie Birdman?
Just Birdman. Yeah, okay. My bad. It ain't Birdman. No Cash Money, but okay. But... So, you know, they got him. A lot of them guys crossing over and making money. And, you know, he was Batman from DC in the DC universe.
Yeah, he Marvel joined the list of people that have done movies for both Marvel and DC now.
Yeah. It was like, but he was good. I want to give a shout out to Marvel for bringing in Fancy Monroe from Jamie Foxx show. Giving her some work. We hadn't seen her in a minute.
Now, actually, if you watched Grimm for a couple seasons, she was on there.
Well, but she ain't getting a check for that like she got for, you know, for this. And, you know. And why?
You think she's aging? Do you think she's aging well?
She's aged pretty well, you know. She's aging pretty well. Go ahead.
I'm just gonna say, you know, she was super young when she did the Jamie Foxx show, and now she does look like she's pushing 50.
Yeah, black don't crack though. At least her black don't crack just yet.
And she's filled out quite a bit.
Are you talking about the Jamie Foxx show?
She's filled out. Like, she's put on age weight. Not that she's overweight, but, you can tell she got the age weight on her.
Yeah, she got kind of big because she used to be hella skinny back then in Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, but when you start getting it in and having, she got a couple kids, so, you know, I've seen sloppier and worse.
No. Yeah. I didn't say she was overweight. I just said she put on the age weight. Like, you can, you know, people fill out more as they get older.
Okay. This is my question.
Mm-hmm.
The last two films before, you know, Infinity War, right. Ragnarok and Black Panther, are we going to get tie-ins to both? Tie-ins on both? Or probably what? I know Black Panther.
I think you'll get more of a tie. You'll probably get more of a tie-in with Ragnarok than you will with...
Yeah, Ragnarok. Because Ragnarok come out this year, right?
Yeah, November.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait till I see that shit. That's gonna be something. But it kind of remind me of like, I hope they don't make it into no Guardians of the Galaxy, because it's kind of looking like that.
Well, we'll see. Well, fellas,
like Ragnarok.
Yeah, Ragnarok kind of looking like Guardians of the Galaxy a little bit.
Well, maybe all of space in the Marvel Universe looks the same. Listen, as much as I would love to keep this conversation going, I'm going to have to cut it short because we got another show coming on in a few minutes. We're getting a special Sunday episode of The Rant at 6 p.m. Tony C, Double A, and the rest of us nuts will be giving you wrestling and great balls of fire today, right?
Yep. Great balls of fire.
No, you didn't just ask that damn question.
Well, great balls of fire. Brock gonna get
Dude,
his ass
choked
out.
I'm doing a show.
I'm messing with you, man. Yeah.
So, speaking of shows, real quick, there are other shows here. Of course, like I said, special episode of The Rant in a few minutes. Tomorrow night at 11:15 will be the sports report. Tuesday doubleheader of Shining Wizards.
You ain't no big baller.
Shining Wizards at 7 and The Rant back at his normal time of 9 p.m. Thursday's Rant and Wrestling. Two shows with Rant in it. And then Friday, of course, is Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9 p.m. And then we'll be back here next Sunday, 5 p.m., the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. Gentlemen, thanks for calling, stretching out the show a little bit. I will talk to y'all in a little bit also. And everybody, stay tuned for The Rant if you're into wrestling. And if you never heard The Rant, this is your time to stick around and listen to it. So, until next week, we'll see. Everybody say goodbye.
All right.
All right. Peace.